We're starting the show. It's called Unbalanced. Joy and I. And
we're unbalanced.
We are unbalanced.
If you could do everything that in your mind makes you balanced, not your mind, in the public's eye, in what like Pinterest is telling you to do, what does your day look like?
Okay.
A weekday.
Oh, Lord. So this is what this is the person I think I should be.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, and real quick, before you do that, what's your family? What are your kids? What's your job?
So I work in advertising. I have a husband and two young children, 7 and 5. To think for a second. That's terrible.
And they're boys. Can we say
that? Yeah. So I would first say that I would be a mom who wouldn't have to think for a second about how old her kids were. 7 and 5, both boys. So there's just no other estrogen in my house except for me. Here's the day. Wake up. I, of course, have sex with my husband, you know, in the morning, mm-hmm. because we're both like, you know, it's a good way to start the day.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah. Right. We can't help ourselves because it's like the minute we wake up, we turn over, we look at each other, and it's like, you know, so we got to do that. And then, you know, as we're kind of walking around this blissful sort of post-orgasmic state, I go make some kind of amazing breakfast for my kids that has at least more than one food group. The kids get themselves dressed. They pick out their own clothes and put them on.
Because you have taught them to do
that. Right. I've taught them. And I've enforced a policy that mm-hmm. we're self-sufficient in our house, and I'm not going to tie your shoes. You're going to tie your shoes, and that kind of stuff. But because I've been taking that tough stance, everybody's happy and harmonious because everybody's following the rules. I, of course, have given myself enough time to have a fabulous outfit on and have a fabulous hairstyle and fabulous makeup. So I smell good and I look good and I'm just like, you know, I've got it all going on. We go to school and my son hops out of the car in the circle drive and I don't have to walk him into school. He's so excited and happy. And he goes into school and everybody
says, let me ask you, does he give you a kiss and say, I love you, Mom?
He says, I love you, Mom. But it's probably not a kiss because, you know, just the driver's seat. He'd have to like dive into the front
this
seat.
This is reality. I'm sorry.
Right. This is real, Joy. Yeah. Let's not go off into fantasy land.
No, he's getting out in the circle drive. He can't. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Maybe a high five, you know. And then he's like, you know, I love you, Mom. And then I say, carpe diem. And it's all awesome.
That's amazing. Where's Hubs right now?
Oh.
Has he already left for work?
You know what? I might have erred in the story a little bit. Maybe he has Robbie. He's not in the car.
Right. You split.
Because duties. We split everything equally, and nobody feels any resentment toward the other because all the duties are split equally.
So Robbie, the younger son, gets out of the car at preschool, and he's like, carpe diem, Daddy.
Yes. I get to work on time, and nobody is like, I mean, nobody's there before me. I mean, that's the best thing is that when everybody else rolls in, I'm already at my desk, you know, working, making it happen. Mm-hmm. And so there's no like, you know, where is she? What's she doing ever? Because I'm always present.
Right. We know where to find you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working hard and having all the answers and never, mm-hmm. ever making any mistakes
at all. Never letting anyone down.
Ever. Right. Nothing. So then the day goes on and here's where things get kind of weird is there's sort of some discrepancies in this time-space continuum because I actually work really late.
You do?
I do.
Like how late?
I work, you know, like till, I don't know, 7 o'clock, let's say. Okay. I know that's not really late, but that's like, you know, that's how late.
You don't have to explain anything
right.
in this.
So I work till 7 o'clock, but also pick up my kids from school at 3.
Ah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I
pick them up so that they don't have to go to after school care.
Right.
And yeah.
Do you get both of them? Or does the Hubs get
nope.
one?
I think we split them up.
Totally. It's the balanced
right.
life. And
that's,
the balanced life is
yeah.
magic.
So everybody's like, oh, Susan is such a team player. She works so hard. She does the work of, you know, she gives 110%.
And she's a mush. The working mom.
She's working mom.
She always looks
she's
great.
Still like, she's always the last. She's always the first one here and the last one to leave. And then, yeah.
Well, but, well what's, I'm making that face because what's starting to irritate me is I'm saying things and I'm like, people do say this about you.
Well, that they're wrong. I get home, and even though I work till 7, I'm able to put a balanced meal on the table at 6 with all the food groups this time.
And the kids eat it.
And the kids eat it. And they, yeah, they're, and because they eat it, they're, you know, they're well adjusted. Their skin is glowing.
totally.
They're so, they have rosy cheeks and, you know, whatever. They're, yeah.
Great knees.
They have good knees that they did not inherit from me. And actually, what's really great about it is we all eat the same thing.
Are you at a table together?
We sit at a table together. Yeah. And in fact, before dinner, my older son, Brady, sets the table.
Right.
And sometimes the little guy, Robbie, helps. My husband is, I was going to say he opens a bottle of wine, but we don't drink during the week in this world.
Really? In the balanced one?
In the balanced one, we don't. Well, because, you know, we want to be really, really present and sober for our kids.
Yes.
So, you know, we might miss a moment, you know, if we... We're drinking wine during the week. We might miss some magical child moment. And we don't. We never miss those.
At dinner, do you guys talk about like school? Well, you said you talk about your day, so.
We talk about our day and the kids talk about school and all of their friends. And they tell us, you know, great stories about learning.
And if I'm Brady and I'm in second grade. Oh my gosh, so old. I only missed one on my spelling test. Can I have sprinkles on my sundae? I can?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that the right answer?
It's your balance world.
I feel like it is. I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I think rewarding, you know,
I mean,
hard
I feel
work.
Like in real life, I was like, can I have sprinkles on my sundae? And I'm like, how do your spelling test? Yes.
Here's the,
are you about to leave me alone?
Yeah. Yes. That's right. I know.
So, yeah.
It's like,
sprinkles are reward.
Can you get out of this room right now that I'm in? Then you can have sprinkles.
Oh my God, sprinkles are like extra time. Fine.
Here's this sprinkle jar.
Yes.
Just
of course.
Knock
well,
yourself out. Robbie and I do flashcards. And he's a math whiz, which is just great at 5. And then
he
when
is,
it's
though actually isn't he?
He actually is. Yeah. I'm kind of it's that's a little not
that'll be
not made
something
up.
That we can talk about because
he's unusual in that way.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, boys, time to put on the jammies, and they just run right back to the bedroom. I don't have to get them. The jammies get on. Everybody puts them on. Everybody knows the drill. Because of the good parenting.
Of course.
Right. So then it's teeth brushing. I barely have to say a word. It's like I'm about ready to say, hey, get, and they're already in there brushing their teeth.
Like, we have to brush our teeth.
Yep. Yep. And it's they love it. It doesn't matter what kind of toothpaste is there. It doesn't matter because it's like, you know, mom's trying hard. They know. And it's like, I like all toothpaste. It doesn't matter. So everybody hops in bed with no electronics of any kind.
Nice.
And books are read. And I read some books. And then they read some books to me. And it's all, you know, and there's never, what's great is there's never any arguing about what book.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're just happy to read books.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Whatever I pick, whatever book I pick is a great book. You know, they love all their books. And so
they love all books.
They love all books. They just love the written word in general. They're becoming much better readers, and their teachers are writing little notes that say, I can tell you've been really working with Brady with his reading because his reading's getting so much better. You
He's
must
reading
be
at a fourth grade level.
Right. You must be spending a lot of time reading at home.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for recognizing that. It's very gratifying and rewarding.
But not like in a weird, selfish way. More like oh my gosh.
Right.
I didn't even realize I was doing that.
Right.
So thank you.
Exactly.
I wish I could help other kids.
When they go to sleep, then is my time to say, okay, now the kids are asleep. I need to go do some volunteering. I hate that we're laughing about this because volunteering is serious. And we should be we are volunteering in balance.
Everybody wants to volunteer. Okay, so volunteer is like abortion. Nobody's like, I'm for abortion. Nobody's like, I'm for not volunteering.
I know.
Yes.
Volunteering. I'm pro-volunteering.
Yes, like, fuck off. People are like, you don't volunteer. It's like, it's not because I'm like, I hate volunteering. How many nights a week do you volunteer?
All of them. It's funny, that's in my balance life, I can't even remember the last time I cried.
Well, it was probably honestly, because sex was so good.
Kids, they're just so precocious. But they'll be like, they'll say things like, Mommy, you don't ever cry. What's the problem? Like, what's the deal?
Is almost it okay if
it's
I
like,
cry?
Like, Mommy, you don't ever cry. Do mommies cry? And that's because they never see it.
Right. And you're like, yeah, look at Aurora's mom. She is fucked. She will cry. Not in the balance world.
No, not in the balance world. No.
Is that your balance life? You got anything else that you want to add?
That was the end, right? That was the sex at night.
You tell me,
I'm trying to. No. Well, then I sleep. I sleep all night. I sleep for 8 hours. No matter what time I go to bed, I always sleep 8 hours and get up early.
Do you sleep in your hubby's arms?
Yeah, we spoon. We spoon the whole night.
Do you wish I'd stop saying hubby?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yes, we spoon all night. We both sleep like rocks and get 8 hours of really, really good REM sleep.
Right.
Restorative sleep. And then we wake up early and we start all over again.
Yeah.
The boys sleep in on the weekends until like noon.
You
know, but I just can't make myself sleep in, you know. It's so
starting to find new recipes and Pinterest.
Right. That's my social networking, my social media time.
That's your time, actually.
That's my me time.
Yeah.
And that's the social media with an emphasis on me.
Oh my God. That's fucking awesome.